Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.
This is the Up North Lowdown. 9 minutes of Northern Michigan news every weekday. I'm Ed Ronco. Coming up, we will round up some news from around the state, but we are starting this episode with an update on a controversial project. It is shaping up to be a busy summer for Line 5, the oil and natural gas liquids pipeline running beneath the Straits of Mackinac. Now, let's remind you, this is a project to bury existing dual pipelines that sit on the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac with one that is buried beneath the bedrock, and it's vocally opposed by environmental groups and tribal nations, among others. Here to catch us up on all things permitting and legalese around the pipeline, all these moving legal parts, is IPR's Climate Solutions reporter, Vivian Law. Vivian, lately you could be our law correspondent as well. I think there's a lot to follow here.
So true. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. So, okay, before we get to what's ahead this week, let's talk about what happened last week. There was a meeting.
Yes. Yeah, so on Friday, the Mackinac Straits Corridor Authority had their quarterly meeting, and this is the body that oversees construction and operation of this tunnel project. And we hear updates from state permitting agencies. We hear from Enbridge. We hear from legal experts. So it's not a decision-making body, and that happens quarterly. And also, this meeting happened in St. Ignace on Friday, and it's hard to follow remotely because we had some technical issues on Friday, and it was supposed to be re-uploaded, but we haven't heard back yet, so just kind of waiting to see what went down at that meeting.
Yeah, important to acknowledge that, because I think a lot of people are following what's going on. But that meeting was just an update, not so much any real decision-making, but there are some Line 5 happenings set for this week. So what is coming up here?
Yes. So on Thursday, there will be a public hearing held by the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy related to a pending permit related to pollutant discharge. And this permit that Eagle would issue would allow Enbridge to release up to 5 million gallons of treated wastewater a day. And that's water from like construction activities, from, you know, the tunnel boring machines. And that would be released into Lake Michigan during construction. So to be clear, this would be a renewal of a permit that Enbridge has already received a couple years back. It just expired over the course of several years of legal proceedings and all that. So the hearing on that permit will be 6 p.m. this Thursday. It's online, and you can find information on the Eagle website on how to join.
Okay. And that's not the only Eagle permit we're talking
Correct.
About here, right?
Yes, not the only permit. Eagle is also deliberating on a permit related to wetlands. And Line 5 opponents have told me in the past that this is a chance for the state to consider what's called the public trust doctrine, which is a law that says that Michigan has a right to protect its natural resources for the good of the public. And it's also we're waiting on a federal permit for the tunnel project. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers released their environmental impact statement a couple months back, and so a decision on that permit is expected this summer, according to that federal agency.
Okay, so we've got state permits, we've got federal permits, we've got public hearings. The state and federal issue, I know, has been the subject of some legal challenges, and there are like a lot of legal challenges that are sort of in the works here. Let's go through some of them so we can give folks an idea of like where everything sits right now.
Yeah. So starting off, as you mentioned, that Supreme Court case, there was a decision in April from the U.S. Supreme Court that said that the matter, the existential question of Line 5, not even the tunnel project, that belongs to state court, that question. So we're kind of waiting for that to play out, but that question, which was a suit brought by Attorney General Dana Nessel, that can't move forward until a separate decision from Governor Whitmer. She's appealing a decision from the U.S. a Sixth Circuit Court that's kind of related to this kind of existential question. So we have to wait for that appeal to go through, and then Nessel. Yeah.
And when you say existential question, you're talking about the question over whether Line 5 should operate at all,
right,
above or below the bedrock.
Yes. So no tunnel project. I mean, it's related to the tunnel project, but this is the existential question.
And now there are cases about the tunnel project as well.
Yes. So now we're also waiting from a decision from the Michigan Supreme Court. They're deliberating on a decision on a case brought by Line 5 opponents who are trying to challenge a permit that was already issued by the State Public Service Commission. So that permit was issued groups are trying to overturn that, or now we're waiting to hear from what the Supreme Court says. And then lastly, there's a couple cases related to tribal rights that are also happening at the same time as all this. Michigan tribes allege that Line 5 infringes on tribal rights around natural, cultural, and economic resources. So that's also being heard by the Michigan Supreme Court. And then across the lake, we have tribes in Wisconsin that are challenging a segment of Line 5 that runs through their lands. And so they're challenging that.
Vivian,
as well.
I gotta say, I walk by your desk in the newsroom all the time, and given what you've just laid out for us, I'm amazed it's not covered in sticky notes. Like, you are so organized with this. There's a lot going on.
It helps to be able to talk about this every couple of weeks, and I got to come in here and kind of lay it out for you.
Just sort of put it all on the table. Yep. All right, lots of moving parts. Vivian's going to keep watching that for IPR. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ed.
Vivian's reporting comes to us through a partnership with Grist. Now, we should tell you, in the interest of transparency, that Enbridge, which owns Line 5, is a financial supporter of IPR. We cover them as we would any other company, and all news decisions are made independently by our newsroom. Let's take a look at some other things happening here in Northern Michigan. School districts across our region, really the whole state, are all keeping an eye on Lansing this time of year. Lawmakers are supposed to adopt a new state budget by July 1st. Last year, they missed that deadline. This year, House Speaker Matt Hall is floating the idea of a stopgap continuation budget, which means they could miss the deadline again this year. That is not sitting well with K-12 schools or public universities or community colleges. All of them have fiscal years that begin on July 1st. They say the delay is already affecting their planning. Jennifer Smith is with the Michigan Association of School Boards and says schools do not want a repeat of last year and that missed deadline.
People were laid off because we didn't know what budget we were going to have. Kids returned to school with programming that we're not sure we can continue. It's hard to truly support our students in a positive learning environment when we still don't even know how much money we're going to have to run that learning environment.
Smith says a stopgap budget does not fix that problem. Spokespeople for the Senate Democrats and Governor Gretchen Whitmer's office say there is no reason to miss the deadline. Grape growers are optimistic. Cherry growers, not so much. Those are a couple of the glances into local fruit seasons this year. The Ticker reporting that cherry growers are seeing some frost damage as they look around their orchards right now, and that it could be another small tart cherry crop this year. Grape growers, on the other hand, say things look all right. Grapes come later and are less vulnerable to wild swings in the weather early in the season. The last few years have been pretty strong for grapes. Some sports for you. Traverse City St. Francis has repeated its state championship in baseball. The Gladiators won the Division III title again this year, beating Kalamazoo Christian 9-0 over the weekend. Now, it helped that both the team's best pitchers were back again this year, along with eight players from last year's championship team. They ended their season at 34-5. The Harbor Springs girls soccer team won its state championship this weekend, too. The Rams beating Royal Oak Shrine on Friday afternoon to clinch the Division IV state championship. Finally, a summer concert series is coming back to Old City Park in Boyne City this year after several years at a different location. Evenings at the Gazebo return June 24th. The News Review reports that the concert series had been running for about 20 years, and the last few years had been at Veterans Park Pavilion. The head of the Boyne Area Chamber of Commerce says the return to Old City Park puts that Wednesday evening concert series in the gazebo, which is, quote, back where it belongs. That's the Up North Lowdown for Monday, June 15th. I'm Ed Ronco. Our producer is Austin Rolater. Editing by Steve Junker. Music by Blue Dot Sessions. Thanks for listening. This is Interlaken Public Radio.